1370, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM, WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
The holidays are here, and all your friends and family are getting ready for the most wonderful time of the year. Even though dodging patches of ice is never fun, it can't put a damper on our spirit. That's because at Encompass Credit Union, they're glad they've been able to share in so many of your holidays since their founding in 1953. Being a part of your community and your financial future is the best gift they could hope for. So be sure to visit EncompassCU.org to become part of their family.
Are your brakes squeaking or grinding? Is it time for an alignment? Before you hit the road, hit up Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires on State Road 39 can help you get back on the road in no time. With dependable service, honest advice, and fast turnaround times, Big O Tires in Lebanon is the team you trust. Stop in and talk to owner Alan or manager Lauren, or call 765-388-4715. Visit them on Facebook at Big O Tires in Lebanon to stay up to date on exclusive offers. When your car needs care, trust the name drivers rely on, Big O Tires.
Thanks for coming, elves. I've called this meeting because I don't know what to get Santa for Christmas this year.
Mrs. C, TC Trailers has everything Santa loves. They have over 300 trailers on the lot, a fully stocked parts store, and in-house repair shop. They even offer financing.
And did you know TC Trailers carries e-bikes and mopeds? Santa would love an e-bike for the off-season.
They carry barns and sheds, too. Santa was looking for a place to store more reindeer feed.
East of Frankfort, Estate Road 28 and 29, or tc-trailers.com.
If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marshan's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation that comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marshan's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marshan at Marshan's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
Welcome back to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 Party Line, brought to you by Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com. Big Deals, Big O Tires, Ivy Tech Community College, Marshan's Window Tinting, Encompass Credit Union, and TC Trailers. The online telecast you can watch at HoosierlandTV.com, brought to you by Town & Country Glass, Witham Health Services, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Simplify Family Dental, The Community Foundation, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Newell Gas, Welty Exteriors, Arborwood by Shoups, Big O Tires, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Culligan Water at Boone and Clinton County, Shoups Country Foods, The Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center.
Yeehaw, now the fun things. We get to talk travel.
Well, I'll tell you how you could end up on the nice list this year by traveling. If you buckle up, put your phone down, you make sure you designate that sober driver, and you check traffic-wise before you head out the door. That's the recipe for success.
There you, and slow down a little bit.
Yes,
yeah, he
that
said
too.
That.
Oh, did you say slow down in there? I heard buckle up and designate a driver.
You
and,
got there. Well, yeah, you went to the important stuff.
Definitely do that.
Blake Dollier, by the way, is our guest today, and he has a lot to tell us about what's happening on our roads. As it is the busy, I mean, they're saying this is now the busiest travel season. Is that correct?
Well, yes, and we're underway as well. This travel started to pick up December 20th, so that was this past Saturday. You know, I'm not sure, you know, maybe a few folks have been out on the roads, maybe have seen a little bit of an uptick, but I definitely can say in the Indianapolis area a little bit, you know, starting to see that travel start to pick up on the roadways. AAA saying about 109 million travelers hitting the road nationwide, and then almost 3 million of that in Indiana alone.
Holy cow.
Well, we're the crossroads, so that's why.
Yeah, it seems like a small fraction, but when you really think about it, I mean, for, you know, a state like Indiana to see 3 million, you know, additional travelers out there on the roadway, it's going to be a lot busier, and, you know, if you haven't seen it yet, you'll definitely see it here in the coming days.
Isn't it something like, besides like California, you know, you get into this, which is nothing but freeways, but doesn't Indiana have like a lot of interstate, more so than some other states that we would think would have a lot, and that's why we're called the Crossroads, or that's part of the reason?
You know, it sure seems that way, and another reason I think, too, is just that so much traffic free flows in and out, you know, going coast to coast with, of course, I-70 being virtually, you know, east to west coast. So you see that, and of course, I-69 now being connected through the state of Indiana. You go, you know, virtually from Canada to Mexico on I-69. So, you know, quite literally is the Crossroads of America. And, you know, that's a big reputation to uphold as well. So we take a lot of pride in that nickname and being able to take care of these roads as best we can, especially during the holiday season.
Blake Dollier with the Indiana Department of Transportation is our guest on Party Line today.
Well, talk about some of the things. I mean, we've had unbelievable weather. Yeah, it's been a roller coaster. We did have that chilly blast there for a while. But for the most part, we've been either normal or above. So a lot of work that normally would not happen or would slow down has been able to continue. So let's talk about maybe some of those things that are out there that could maybe not impede your travel, but also definitely you need to take the time and add extra time to your travel because of it.
Yeah, so, you know, we've talked about, you know, the holiday travel and what that's going to do. Of course, those heaviest impacts being between 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. from now through the holiday and probably the Sunday following. But, you know, with those projects that are continuing on, you know, we are doing minimal construction during that time. But, of course, we still have some major projects, like you mentioned. Of course, the 32 realignment in Boone County and then the 52 at 65 project, the new interchange that's coming to that area. So, you know, we do still have construction that's ongoing. I do believe that a lot of the crews during that time should be off the road, but you may still see them out there. So, you know, just be careful if you're traveling through there. There may be some traffic pattern changes or something of that nature. Or, you know, you may just see some of the orange barrels up there. So, you know, again, minimal construction and maintenance activities during that time. And fortunately, it's looking like it may be 60 instead of 30 for Christmas. So that's a plus, too. But again, you know, it's always important if you see those orange barrels, just treat it like somebody's out there. And, you know, just because it's, you know, around the holidays doesn't mean that you should be taking a holiday from safety.
No. In fact, wasn't it last week I saw where one state police officer had somebody helping them on the side of the road, and it is the third time that his vehicle he's been involved in something. Three times.
That's three too many.
Yeah.
And it's hard to imagine. But, you know, we see some of the similar issues, too. I know up on I-69 in Allen County, we had a plow recently hit by a semi that was passing on the shoulder. You know, we've had incidents in our district as well where plows get hit by people not paying attention and, you know, forgetting that they go 25 to 30 miles per hour even on the interstate because they're treating these roadways.
Wait, so you're telling me a semi was passing them on the right?
Correct.
Oh, that's classic. That is classic.
It's pretty scary. And, you know, we're very fortunate we have not had anybody hurt to this point. But again, it's just why we keep reminding folks that, again, you know, whether it's maintenance, whether it's construction, you know, in the wintertime, sometimes we are still out there, you know, especially, you know, in the snow season when we're having our plows take care of things. You know, they see some scary stuff. I've heard some horror stories, firsthand from drivers. You know, a lot of them have said, yeah, I've been clipped before by a vehicle or something like that. It almost seems normal, you know, for some of them to be involved in that. And so, you know, we're just encouraging, you know, don't crowd the plow. Buckle up. Put that phone down and just avoid those distractions because, you know, we don't want anybody to get hurt out there. We want everybody to be able to go home for the holidays just like they came to work, and that's in safe condition, and be able to spend that with their families.
That's the whole point for them to be out, is trying to make the roads better for everybody, not to have people.
Yeah, so why in the heck would you want to pass them? I mean, come on. They're cleaning
the best thing is to be behind them.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. It's, you know, just everybody needs to take these safety steps, and, you know, we're encouraged every time we see somebody do the right thing on the flip side. You know, we always talk about, you know, the bad things we see on the road. But, you know, for those that do the right thing, we do genuinely appreciate that. And I know our drivers do as well.
So how was the first snow event for you folks? Did everything go pretty well? And everybody, you know, there's been years where maybe we've had salt, but we're at the beginning of the season, so we should have plenty of supplies. So did everything go in the first round like we kind of thought it should?
I think so. This year we've really been ahead of the curve, and we've been able to be proactive versus reactive. We've had good forecasts for the majority, you know, the time to rely on the National Weather Service being a great partner for us. So we've been able to take, you know, those forecasts, plan accordingly, pre-treat if there's no rain. Now, there have been a couple times where it's rained and we haven't been able to pre-treat because it just washed it away. But, you know, for the most part, we've been in really good shape. I think we've had 5 snow events. I've actually lost track because we've had more this year to start than I think in my first 2 years working here combined. But, you know, we've been very successful, and we're very fortunate that we've had minimal issues out on the roadways. Of course, anytime there's snow, especially that first snow of the year, we're going to have more slide-offs because people aren't acclimated to those conditions yet. And so, you know, that's again why we kind of may sound like a broken record sometimes, but, you know, just repeat those simple winter driving steps to keep you safe out there. But, you know, it's been one of those where it seemed like from Black Friday all the way until last week when we were finishing those cleanup efforts, it's like our drivers didn't get a break, and they have been working tirelessly these 12-hour shifts, cutting their Thanksgiving weekend short, you know, to make sure that everybody else can get home safe for Thanksgiving. And we've been very successful. It's been something that, you know, I think they're finally getting to start to catch up on some sleep maybe, but they've been working really hard, and we are just couldn't be more thankful for the work they've done.
Blake Dollar with NDOT is our guest on Party Line today. Talk about this issue. I think some people think, oh, you can put salt down and that's a cure-all for everything. Mm-mm. It's not. There is a certain temperature where it really doesn't quite work. It has to be a certain temperature. Talk about that a little bit, please.
Yeah, so as the temperature goes down, of course, you know, it becomes less and less effective. And then when you drop below about 10 degrees, it really loses a lot of its effectiveness entirely. Now, you know, that doesn't mean, oh, we're just going to stop spreading salt, right? We're going to be doing different things. We're going to keep the salt down so that when the sunlight does hit that, temperatures, at least on the roadway warm up, you know, we can clear that faster. But sometimes, yeah, it's you know, you got to remember that salt is only effective to a certain point. You know, we use that salt because it is a more environmentally friendly solution as well. So we do our due diligence to make sure that we're not, you know, polluting the environment around us, but also making sure that we keep the roadways safe. And that 10-degree threshold is really kind of a tell-all, and we've seen that. We've seen that, and, you know, in fact, we've seen a lot less than that when it comes to the wind chills and everything. I think I saw negative 20 at one point for the wind chills, and, it, you know, we got 6 inches in Indianapolis at one point of snow in one sitting, and that's just one of the events. You know, we've had, I think, around 14, 15 inches, depending on where you're at in the area this year. So we have seen a very, very busy start to the snow season, and, you know, probably one of the busiest in decades.
I hope that is, like, we got it over early. I know what I'm saying. It's not probably going to be, but I'd love if it didn't come back again. I know some people love snow, and I love snow.
Yeah, I like snow, too. I mean,
it's on Christmas.
It's just the typical Indiana weather. It's like riding a roller coaster at Kings Island or something.
This year it's crazy. Been dramatic.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny because I send out all these winter operations alerts and full call-outs, and, you know, people were very, you know, remindful of us in the comment section. It's still fall, and that's hard. They're right. It's hard to believe. Yesterday was the winter solstice. You know, winter has technically just started, and we've already had all these winter events with the winter weather. So it's been a crazy start to the season, and again, you know, we just can't thank our plow drivers enough because they have been putting in so much overtime. You know, just time away from their families. And, you know, a lot of them, it's hard if, you know, especially I know a few that have maybe newborns at home or something like that. And having to go out and treat the roads, it's, you know, maybe not what they look forward to most. But day in and day out, they show up and they do the best they can and have done a really solid job this far.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, hopefully here with the Indian summer that we're now going to get, that since the winter solstice has hit, that they'll actually be able to enjoy the holiday with their families. So
I think about 11 out of every 10 plow drivers is thankful that we're not having a white Christmas this year.
I love the stat there. That's funny. Well, let's talk about some of our locations and how things are going and what we can expect to see in the different areas that we cover.
Yeah, of course. So Clinton County has now been pretty much construction free for the better part of the last few weeks. You know, we're wrapping up that ADA project as well. And so that's something that we were at the very tail end of on the last show a month ago. And so now here we are back, and Clinton County seems to be construction free. You may see some maintenance activities, of course, as always, especially when the snow comes around And then pothole season, you know, as those roads freeze and thaw, we will be out there patching potholes. But construction-wise, long-term projects, Clinton County is in the clear.
Woohoo! All right. We still have some friends. I see Boone County on here, and it seems like that area, because they're growing so dramatically. I know that is going to be ongoing just because of the growth. And as a matter of fact, I took 65 that way the other day for I don't even remember what. And I don't go that way very often because I live east of here. But I was on that road, and I was like, oh, my gosh, there's so much going on. I see why there's a lot of construction.
It's very busy. The 52 at 65 interchange project, of course, that's been ongoing. We've seen different traffic pattern shifts and things like that. You know, my best advice for everybody is with a project that large of scale, just continue to follow our Facebook page and sign up at the alerts.ndot.in.gov website for your county, and you can see the different changes and maintenance of traffic patterns there as well. But that's continuing. Of course, we've got that Witt Road roundabout that's a part of that. You know, we've got State Road 32, the realignment project there running on the far side of Lebanon. You got 39 south of I-65, the Lebanon Sports Complex road widening timeline for this fall. So got a little something to look forward to there. And then wrapping up that 32 between Shenandoah and Dover project, where we've had that intermittent flagging and we're doing those added passing lanes there. That project's seemed to go pretty well. You know, of course, we've, you know, taken a little extra time on that as needed. But, you know, we think the end product has been pretty positive. And I know I drove it the other day, and it was smooth sailing. So hopefully that continues. We've got, again, a lot with all the growth happening in the area, but a lot of positive changes coming as well.
You know, the thing is, you get down there, and the road widens, and that's great. So my question is, and I know I've asked you, there hasn't been any road widening of I-65 really north of Lebanon. Is that going to be in the books? Because that roadway from, like, Lebanon, clear north of Lafayette, it's busy and it's tight.
It is a busy roadway, and that's one that we're constantly monitoring. So something like that would be a larger scale project that would probably...
I know it would, and I know people don't want to have that, but, I mean, it's there's a lot of cars on there and semis.
Yeah, it's something that we're looking into, of course, widening and things like that. But at this time, no hard definite plans, of course. And I know that's maybe not you know, the news everybody is looking for right now. But that's something we continue to monitor. And maybe, you know, years down the road, things could you know, change in that. You know, everything's always subject to change. So you know, what we'd just say too for folks with those concerns, because those are valid concerns, and we hear those. You know, just continue to report those to our team. And, you know, if there's anything we can do, even in the short term, you know, to make things a little bit safer, we do look at those, whether that be additional signage or, you know, partnering with law enforcement to, you know, crack down on maybe some driver behavior, something like that. You know, we're able to remedy those solutions as well.
659-3338, if you have questions for Blake Dollier with NDOT. He's our guest on Party Line.
I would imagine a lot of that's going to depend on the growth going north. Because, you know, quite frankly, Clinton County is looking at expanding at 65. And then I know Tippecanoe County is looking at expanding at 65, not necessarily Lafayette area, but right just north of Lafayette. You get up there and around, what, 25 Exchange and 43 that comes through up there. There's
up near Battleground.
Yeah, near Battleground. That's what I was thinking. And there's expansion they're looking at up there, too. So that's probably going to play a factor in all of that.
And I think it's really unique that we have, you know, here in the west central part of the state, some of the fastest growing communities in the state of Indiana. Of course, you've got your Boone County, you have your Hendricks County, and then you have your greater Lafayette area. And so we see, you know, three of the most booming areas in the state of Indiana, all right here in the West Central District. So, you know, it's a lot to juggle with. But again, you know, our teams constantly are making sure they monitor those conditions, doing traffic studies and things like that. You know, so that way we can plan maybe some more major roadway projects in the future. And of course, it all comes down to funding as well. Sometimes funding can be a little bit challenging, especially, you know, we mentioned in the era of inflation. But, you know, just continuing to make sure that we do what we can with what we have and, you know, just be as good a stewards as, of the taxpayer dollars as we can.
How much do you know about doing a traffic study? I mean, do you know what all it entails?
You know, I'll never claim to be an engineer by any stretch of the imagination, but they do a lot of traffic counts. You sometimes may see, like, the little devices they put up on the side of the roads. So that a lot of times goes into it. You know, we look at crash data. We look at different items like that, or where we've seen certain patterns that have kind of developed over time. You know, we see certain intersections where maybe we have that above average fatal or incapacitating injury crashes at that location, which is where we look to do some of these intersection improvements and things like that. So, you know, I couldn't tell you the engineering side to it because that's far beyond my communication standpoint. But, you know, I can say that, you know, it's something that's constant. It's always in motion. And the engineers are some of the most intelligent people I've ever met. And, you know, genuinely just working hard to monitor those so that we can make those updates to the locations that are needed as most as they can.
I know there's constantly developing new road surfaces, and, you know, especially over at Purdue, it seems like they've got one division of their engineering department. That's all they do is experiment with the different ingredients to make our roads last longer, but still be affordable to be able to put out. How much do you see a lot of that happening, with the salt mixes, and are they constantly trying to upgrade or update and find something that works better?
You know, I think there is a constant search for what's the next great thing, right? The next big thing that we could put out on our roadways. And what's really convenient for us is our West Lafayette, you know, location there in the West Central District being right in Purdue's backyard. So we have a research center up there that folks are continuing to do that research. Now, with the salt and everything like that, I think things are a little more constant because we have a formula. It's one of those, if it's not broken, we don't want to fix it, mm-hmm. sort of thing. But, you know, we've over time refined, you know, a more environmentally friendly solution. It's about 23% salt in that gallon of water and mixture of brine that we pretreat our roadways with. So I guess I can dig a little bit into those numbers, but, you know, again, I wouldn't claim to be the one that came up with that solution myself, that's for sure.
When they put sand, because I know they will mix sand and salt, and it's more just for traction than anything, correct?
That's correct. We don't use a lot of sand here at the state level anyhow. You know, that's something that maybe, you know, is more for traction, of course, but salt has really been kind of the, you know, number one ingredient that we use. It's something that's been very constant for us here the last few years, at least since I've worked here at NDOT. You know, I know they've talked about in the past maybe some sand, and which does give you some added traction, but, you know, again, salt just with the ability, as long as those temperatures are kind of holding up, you know, that's, I would say, probably 90-95% of the time, you know, we would be just using entirely salt. And or brine and things of that nature.
Well, I think a lot of people don't realize with the blades on the snowplows that those things take a beating.
They do. And would you believe one of those blades weighs about a ton?
Oh, wow. I would believe that. Yeah. I mean, they look so big to me. When I see them go by, I'm like, holy cow.
Yeah. It's, you know, I didn't even realize that. I mean, that some of these blades are as heavy, if not heavier, than some of these vehicles that are out on the roads. And so, you know, and they're wider than the average lane. So, you know, and we need that so that we can clear those lanes effectively. And, you know, of course, your pavement markings on there as well. But, you know, those are big devices. So, again, that's why we say don't crowd the plow, because those plows are very sturdy pieces of equipment, you know, on the front of the dump trucks. So we just, you know, encourage everybody to use extra precautions with that in mind.
And some common sense.
A little bit goes a long way.
A little bit goes a long way, doesn't it? Not just in this weather, but in some other areas as well.
How many trucks and, I mean, how many plows basically do we have available in our district?
Let me check on that for you, because I don't want to be incorrect in this statement, but we do have quite a few in our area.
And I know some of them are...
I'm going to pull that information up for you right now.
I know there's also backups because, you know... Equipment's going to fail once in a while. Something's going to fail, so you got to have a backup. And then I've seen where, you know, just the hydraulic system goes out on the plow, so they've got to have backup plows. And
well, and folks, you know, a lot of times they see the plows out there, but we got to give a lot of credit too to the mechanics, like you mentioned, because whenever the snow starts falling, they're also called into duty. So, you know, they're constantly, you know, every snow event we're going to have things with the plows that need to be touched up on a little bit, you know, fixed up. And so they do a good job of keeping up with that. And, you know, you mentioned those numbers. What do we have on our inventory? I can tell you that statewide, we've got over 920 snow routes. We've got over 1,000 trucks. And for those trucks, of course, we have different shifts. So we have about 1,700 drivers, and we've got almost 30,000 lane miles.
Holy cow.
That we cover. And now a lane mile is just that lane. It's not, you know, where you have those three lanes, 1 mile down. So if you go a mile across three lanes, that'd be three lane miles. And then statewide, we have the capacity for almost 220,000 tons of salt.
Wow, that's a lot.
And then just in West Central Indiana, we've got 144 of those routes. We've got over 155 trucks, nearly 300 drivers, about 25,000 tons of salt, and then about 5,000 lane miles. So,
well, you're talking about your drivers. Are we fully staffed here at the holidays? Are you still looking for folks? Talk about that a little bit.
We are always looking for folks. Okay. So ndotjobs.com, you can take a look for the Highway Technician 3 postings that are listed near you. You know, always want to encourage folks to apply because, you know, we can almost never have enough drivers. You know, of course, that requires a CDL, and we do train for that. But, you know, whether it be a winter seasonal position or something that you would want to come on full time, we encourage everybody to apply. The atmosphere here is great. I've worked here as long as I have because I've been so happy here. So, you know, we just encourage everybody to check that out. You know, you can start a really great career with the state of Indiana. And not only is it a great career, but it's an opportunity to serve fellow Hoosiers and take care of your neighbors out here, especially around the holiday season. You know, we have some folks that are just the greatest people I've ever met that, you know, are out here doing work. I know we have one gentleman who comes back year after year to help out. He's 83 years old, and he's been doing this for so many years. And so, you know, it's people like that that you'd get a chance to work with. So, you know, just encourage everybody to apply. Of course, in the Frankfort region, you know, our Romney unit, we've got Frankfort and, you know, Lebanon and locations like that. So if that sounds like something that may interest you, you know, again, would be just be very happy to bring you onto our team and invite you into, you know, our NDOT family that we've got here.
NDOTjobs.com. Did I get that right?
You got that right.
Okay.
Yep. And then we'll have postings on our social media, too. I post those pretty regularly of where we're hiring, what locations, and things of that nature.
Well, you brought up social media. What is it, the app that you're always telling us to get or the one to check?
Yes, the TrafficWise app.
TrafficWise.
You know, and if you're looking for a deal this holiday season, it's $3.99. Costs absolutely nothing on the Apple and Google Play stores. So, you know, TrafficWise or 511IN.org. So you can take a look at that. I've got it pulled up on my computer now, looking at any traffic situations that we may have this morning. And looks like we're coast is clear everywhere. So, you know, I just saved you a couple clicks there. But, you know, if you want to come back later and check, you know, you're more than welcome to do that. And, you know, encourage everybody to do that so you can plan your trip. We say you can know before you go.
Sure. And I would think that, I mean, it's nice knowing now when the weather's more, you know, easy to get through. It's a little nicer right now. But, boy, on those days where it's treacherous, let's say, I mean, like it was for a few days there, that's when that really becomes super handy. Or maybe days like the 500, or when people are, you know, when there was the solar eclipse. I mean, when so many people are coming to our area, that's when that thing is even extra handy.
It is. And, you know, the traffic cameras on there are so neat to look at. Like, you know, I take pictures of the plow cameras and I put them on social media all the time. But it is just so fascinating to see what's actually going on out on the roadway. Now, sometimes, you know, the camera may get flipped around a little bit or something like that. And, you know, please let us know if that's the case, you know, our customer service team. But, you know, we always check those and we want to make sure those are up and active.
Yeah, there's a lot of people, you know, especially from our Boone County listeners that drive, you know, in Indy and kind of start heading that way. And traffic for them, that's a great way to find out what's going on in the morning.
Well, and, you know, while Indianapolis may not technically be in the West Central
right.
District, people, like you said, travel in and out of it. People that live in Indianapolis work in Boone County. People that live in Boone County work in Indianapolis or just travel there to see family or what have you. I know the TrafficWise app, I use it in my personal life, not just as an NDOT spokesman, but as myself, Blake Dollier, as a person, I use it. And so, you know, it's a good tool. And, you know, I love when I can just log on and have all that information right there in front of me.
Well, and talk about, you mentioned, you know, people letting you know if, like, the cameras are offline or need adjustment and everything. But you also mentioned that before about, like you said, potholes or, you know, other incidents, other areas that may need attention. How do people sign on, how do they, you know, reach you guys to get you all that information?
Yes. So our official customer service line is NDOT and then the number 4 and the letter U. So NDOT4U.com. You can always 24/7 reach us there. You can send in a customer service case. And we encourage everybody to do that because as much as we drive the roads and we patrol for ourselves and we, you know, try to check areas and make sure that we're reporting that to our maintenance teams, if there is a pothole, especially as, you know, the conditions kind of favor those popping up, I know, you know, they unfortunately this time of year are just a part of life, you know, please let us know. And letting us know it's not a hassle to us, it's not, you know, I mean, we ask that you please be polite to us, right? You know, we need to know about it so we can fix it, but, you know, please let us know. That's not a hassle. It doesn't matter if three or four people have already sent it in. You know, it gives us that opportunity to go out and fix that, right? Because ultimately, at the end of the day, what we want is we want smooth roads. We want safe roads. We don't want everybody, you know, driving, you know, through big potholes on the roads. We have to fix those, and we will fix those. So please, again, just let us know.
Blake Dollier with the Indiana Department of Transportation has been our guest on Party Line today. And he is also an official, and you're into the basketball season right now. How's that going?
It, so far, so good. It's been busy. You know, we've got one more game tonight before the Christmas break, and I'm looking forward to slowing things down a bit, not only with the snow, but also putting the air in the whistle as well.
Are you going to get any time to go visit family?
I am. I blocked the whole week out so I can go visit family. I'm going to check traffic-wise before I do it, and I'm going to make sure that I know before I go as well.
That's awesome. All right, Blake Dollier, you are always a wealth of information. We appreciate having you here. Thank you very much, and Merry Christmas.
Yes, thank you for having me as always. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and we'll probably be back here in the near future.
I have a feeling we will, sadly. Temperatures are not going to stick around. All right, you've been listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best at 102.7.